I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. At the risk of voicing the obvious, wildfire season is here. The recent heat wave really kicked the season into higher gear. The heat wave also produced much lower humidities, meaning fuels like grasses and shrubs are now dry and ready to burn. In western Washington, there have been recent examples of roadside fires, likely the result of tossed burning materials, sparks from dragging tow chains, or fireworks, as well as a pair of wildfires in nearby Mason County. Further drying created by the recent heat also expanded drought conditions. Much of the state, including the North Sound, is now in moderate or severe drought. All North Sound counties and fire districts have outdoor burn bans in place until further notice, thanks to the ongoing dry conditions. Check with your local fire authorities before conducting any outdoor burning. Campfires are also restricted in the national parks and on DNR land. Use of barbecues is still permitted. North Sound conditions will cool down by this weekend thanks to nature's air conditioning from the Pacific Ocean, with high temperatures close to average in the 70s. Yet looking at longer range forecast charts, there really is no rain in sight. It is quite possible there will be no rain through the rest of this month. The last time the month of July was entirely dry was in 2021. The outlook for the rest of the summer offers increased odds on above average temperatures and near or just below normal precipitation into September. During the region's usually driest and warmest time of the year, it remains important to be careful with any burning materials, avoid using fireworks, and abide by the burn bans in place. The region has suffered wildfire smoke and its horrid air quality 6 out of the last 8 summers. Together, we can break that trend. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.